Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And oh my gosh, today we have everything you never knew you wanted to know about the wonderful brains in fish.
Yes.
Our fish, our smart fish, doing incredibly, you know, they say that like goldfish are the dumbest fish.
Mm-hmm.
I have a story for you because people taught goldfish how to drive cars.
I'm so excited. Are you going to talk about that first?
Yes, we are.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so February 2022, behavioral brain research paper. So it's called From Fish Out of Water to New Insights on Navigation Mechanisms in Animals.
Oh, what does that mean in real everyday language?
What does that mean in dinner table speak? Well, the
yes.
Ben Gurion University in Israel research, it's led by Dr. Ronan Segev. What they wanted to study was something called domain transfer methodology. Let's just make it easier. So like if you put me in a car and I have never driven a car before.
Okay, sure.
So you're putting me in an environment I've never been in before. Could I figure out how to drive a car without anybody telling me what to do?
Mm-hmm.
And so they thought, well, you've got fish and they know how to navigate, say, a coral reef. Like they know how to swim around. Sure. They know how to find home, all these kinds of things.
Yeah.
Can that translate to running a maze for a food reward in the dry world? They had to design the FOV, the fish operated vehicle. So you've got a plexiglass tank on a like 15-inch tall wheeled platform. It's basically a fish tank on wheels. And it's got hanging over it a camera with LIDAR. So LIDAR is this light detection. It's kind of like radar, except it's with light.
Okay.
And so they use that to detect where the fish is in the tank.
Okay. Got it.
Put the fish in the tank with the water kind of low because the fish is going to be moving this thing around, which makes water slosh. We don't want giant waves.
Yes.
And they started by putting the fish in this tank in the middle of a 10 by 13 room, white walls, that kind of thing. And they put a pink target on the wall and they just kind of started out letting the fish swim around. And as the fish is swimming around, this car is like jerking over this way and then that way and then this way and then that way.
So the LIDAR controls the car's direction.
Yes. Is so if the fish swims off to the right, the car would then, you know, go off to the right.
Okay.
If the fish is kind of in the front, kind of zigzagging back and forth, then it would slowly go forward. if the fish made it to the pink target, it would get a food reward.
Okay.
So you got six goldfish. And this was so funny. They said it was one female, three males, and two undetermined. So they were non-binary goldfish. They were out there.
I like that's inclusive. I appreciate that.
They put them in this tank, you know, one by one. Once the fish figured out, okay, the tank is in the middle of the room. The target is over there. If I swim this way, somehow I get closer to the target and then I get food. Yay. Then they started putting obstacles in the room.
And the fish figured it out?
The fish could navigate the car around the obstacles. They also put different colored targets up.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fish was going to the pink target.
It learned.
Yes, it did learn.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense because that is simulating what they would do in a reef or in their habitat.
Exactly. Now, does the fish understand that I am basically in a land submarine? No.
Tiny, tiny land shark.
Yeah. But what's funny is, oh my gosh, they have pictures of them. They've taken them outside. Yeah. And so, you know, there's the fish in this clear plexiglass tank in like a parking lot. I don't know where it is.
Headed across their campus looking for pink dots.
Doo-doo-doo. I know exactly. Taxi lady with a sweater.
Pink, I'm coming for you. Stop moving.
But so clearly they, what was it? Domain transfer methodology. Yes. Mm-hmm. Fish can be taken completely out of their, well, I mean, they're still in the water, but they're completely out of their normal thing and they could navigate in that space.
Wow. Yeah. Like there's no other normal environmental cues for them. There's no.
Yeah. Just swimming in their tank, driving around.
Yeah. I really want to watch the rats and the goldfish.
Because the rats were in cars. You know what? Yeah. I would be willing to bet. I would put money on the rats because I feel like the rats know that they're doing a thing to get to a place. I feel like the fish is just like, it's closer, it's closer, it's closer.
Yeah, slightly less purposeful. I do agree with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe that's just my, oh, is that mammal bias? It might be mammal bias.
Maybe. I wonder if the next step would be that we could teach the rats to cut the fish off. Like they could play dirty and they get extra food if they intentionally rear end or cut the fish off. We could teach them to be bad drivers.
You're kind of trying to create Mad Max animal science.
They don't let me in labs, right? So, yeah.
Okay, so my fish are smart, but are your fish smarter?
So smart. I don't know about smarter, but I was very surprised. So this research was done at the University of Trento in Italy by David Potrich, Mirko Zanin, and Giorgio Vallertigara. So this is about archer fish and their ability to count.
Oh, now archer fish, those are the ones that...
They shoot the water out of the mouth? Yes. They were not totally on my radar until this study. And then I'm like, oh, I have seen a nature show about these fellas. So these are the ones that they hover on the surface. Their little lips are poking out of the water. And when they see their prey, they shoot a stream of water. So this is like skeet shooting fish. They use water. They shoot their target. It falls down. And they are their own hunting dog because they go track that thing down in the water and eat it when it falls
Ooh.
In.
Ooh. Okay.
So imagine fish that skeet shoot and retrieve their own prey. What they wanted to know is, I don't know why they decided they wanted to know this, but can archer fish count? And so what they did is put them in tanks. And instead of prey above the tank, they had an LCD monitor placed over the tank, and they would project a disc shape with spots on it and different numbers of spots. And so over the period of time, they taught the fish to target a specific number. So six dots, for instance, they taught them six dots, shoot for six. And so the fish learned that six was their number. And so after they learned that, they started introducing variables and they would show them two kinds of dots and the fish would always still hit six. They would change the size of the dots or the size of the disc, any variable that you can change about how they physically look. They kept tweaking that and the fish still hit always six. So they demonstrated that they're solid on six. They know that. The really fascinating thing to me is that's pattern recognition. But when they started giving the fish not six, maybe eight and two, the fish would shoot for the lower number almost across the board or the higher number. They would always go for the lowest or the highest. They would not hit the middle numbers.
Wait, are you serious? So if I put up, a two, a four, and an eight... Mm-hmm. They would not hit that four.
No, they'd go for two and maybe eight. God. But the ones that went for the lows always went for the low. And the ones that went for the highest would always go to the highs. The research suggested that the fish were actually able to count the dots and figure out which they were supposed to target.
I'm going to have to say something and I'm too busy being shocked.
That's why I'm quiet in a lot of your episodes. I'm like, hang on, I'm buffering a little here. I need to process this.
That's remarkable. Okay, so they have to, in the wild, they have to be knocking down bugs. So you need to know that that's a bug and not a leaf or, you know, and it's a bug I'm going to eat. But counting?
Yeah. And to recognize and remember the rewarded number, first of all, is impressive in and of itself.
Wow.
So the other thing that I saw among a few things was that they have now determined that archer fish can also recognize and remember human faces. So they're much more intelligent than expected, have some facets there.
Now, do they do like octopus, you know, octopus in captivity, if they decide they don't like one of the people that takes care of them, they will squirt ink and water.
They're aggressive at them. I don't know, but they are kind of lumping archer fish into that category of things like octopus that can do similar things because they're super intelligent to an alarming degree for the aquarium people at times, it sounds like.
Oh, no.
So archer fish are kind of put into that category now with their cognition is unexpectedly advanced. So
wow, and they're not very big. I was trying to think about
I feel like the picture looks like my hand size, like as long as my hand, but not as tall.
Well, yeah. And I'm thinking, oh, see, it says 9 to 10 inches.
Oh, so that's like the size of a piece of paper.
Well, no, but that could be like your hand. I mean, like, that's not.
Yeah. Small ones.
Huh. Wow. You know, I'm revising my whole philosophy on fish. They can drive cars. They can count. I mean,
honestly, did you ever watch that horror movie called Piranha back from like the late 70s or the early 80s? I'm now like, maybe piranhas. I'm going to stay out of those waters. They were like targeting groups of people and it was ridiculous and wonderful. It was very B movie.
Oh, man. Wow. Smart fish.
Yeah.
I kind of feel bad about liking salmon now.
I don't think salmon can count. So you're good.
Okay. That's good. And then my pond out back has a whole bunch of goldfish in it. I'm feeling as though I need to make them a motor vehicle.
You could do your own experiments. Oh, I could. Yes.
Okay.
Teach it to follow cats. I really want to see a cat with a pet goldfish. This is why I'm never going to go anywhere in science, because I just want to know absurd things or see absurd things.
So. You would win an Ig Nobel every year.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Can you train a cat goldfish to be its pet? It's a reasonable scientific question.
I think so.
Can we train the cat to reward the goldfish for following it around? They have this symbiotic relationship. We've gone down a road here, everybody.
I think it's time to wrap it up.
It might be. That doesn't have to be in the episode. Let's find the outro, shall we?
Oh, sure.
I can't find the outro. Let's reorganize by name. I didn't call it outro, apparently.
We ran into this before, yeah.
Brain junk outro.
Yep.
Like I'm going to have other outros here. I'm a secret side podcaster.
For your other podcast.
All right. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. And you can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk or more often on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Woo-hoo. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.